discover the inherent power of God in you.
Whether there are challenges or not, we are still the same. We are constant. God is constant. God does not change. And that is the life that we have received. He says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is the same life we have also received. We are also the same yesterday, today, and forever. What kind of life? We are the same because we have the same life with Christ. So when you think about God, think about you. Because everything he is, that is why he told Abraham, he said, I am your exceeding great reward. God gave himself as a reward to Abraham. And we are the seed of Abraham. Therefore, we have inherited God himself.
Listen to Pastor O.T. Boateng as Christ is magnified in you.
Grateful Lord. Thank you for the gift of life, strength and health. Thank you for your preservation all these years. We are grateful and we are thankful. Lord, speak to us this morning. Bring your word with clarity. Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge concerning Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus, the purpose and plans of Jesus, and the power of Jesus. Let your word become clear to us, Lord. Direct us, lead us by your spirit as we hear your word. Even in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What a blessing. Are you excited to be in church?
So excited.
All right. So I'm sharing with you on seven reasons why you need a shepherd in your life. Seven reasons why you need a shepherd in your life. And last week I started sharing by just started introducing it, you know, to help us understand that shepherding is not something that some people have sat down to decide or to coin. It's not a word that was coined by human beings. It's something that is from the Lord. Hallelujah. God calls us his flock, right? He calls us his sheep, isn't it? Yes. That is his way of caring for us. One of the greatest psalms in the Bible is Psalm 23. And in Psalm 23, it begins by that popular statement, the Lord is my shepherd. So our Lord is our shepherd. Okay? Our Lord, when you become born again, God becomes your shepherd. We are his sheep. We are the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The reason for the shepherding is so that you will not want. Do you see? Shepherding is God's design, is God's wisdom to care for his children. We are his sons and daughters, and his way of taking care of us is by becoming a shepherd to us, because we are his flock. We are the people of his pasture. Psalm 100 verse 3. Look at Psalm 100 verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Man, so turn to the nearest sheep by you and ask the nearest sheep by you, how are you? How are you, Mr. Sheep or Madam Sheep? Don't feel bad when you are called a sheep. We are not the ones trying to call you a sheep. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
sometimes some people feel bad, like, why sheep, shepherd? And then they'll be laughing at us. Hey, are you a sheep or you a shepherd? Are you a shepherd or a sheep? No, it's not an attempt to say something. It says the Lord is your shepherd, or the Lord is not your shepherd. How many times have you prayed that prayer in school? The Lord's Prayer, or Psalm 23, and then it starts, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Are you been saying it all this year, but when we call you sheep, you are angry. No, you are sheep. Do you see? Yeah. And Jesus, in his wisdom, has given us, in order to care for us and help us not want, he gives us shepherds. Okay, who will help us not want in any way, in any form. What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Look at Psalm 68. It says, the Lord sets the solitary in families. Psalm 68, verse 6. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Can we read other versions? Let's read NLT. Look at this. It says, God places the lonely in families. God does it. God gives you a family, a spiritual family. You see, God is responsible for the new birth. It's God who gives birth to us. Okay, in James chapter 1, verse 18, it says, He chose to give birth to us. It's God who chose to give birth to us. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word. And we, out of all creation, became His prized possession. God of His own will, the King James says, God of His own will begat us. Of His own will begat He us. Or of God's own will, He gave birth to us. So the new creation is from God. It is God who gave birth to you and I. And by virtue of the new birth, you become His child. Do you see? Huh. And as His child, God loves you. He expresses His love. You become His child and hence He's your father. And He has a means. He has a system of taking care of His children. Okay? Yeah. He has a system or a means of taking care of His children. And that system or that means is to put each and every one into a family. Okay? Yes. God gives each and everybody a family. It's like that in the natural. You were not given birth to by a tree. You didn't just come into existence. You came into existence through a certain woman and man. Do you see? The womb that gives birth to you is the breast that feeds you. Is it true? There are a lot of beautiful ladies sitting here this morning. And forgive me for saying this, but we too have breasts. You see, guys have breasts. We have breasts. The ladies also have breasts. But the amazing thing is that if you are a lady here and you have not given birth, your breast will not have breast milk in it. And no matter how much you love a small boy somewhere, like a guy is hungry, whatever, you can't just put your breast into the child's mouth like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or you don't understand my example? You can't. There's no milk in the breast. No matter how large it is. If it hasn't given birth, if a child has not come out of the womb, it doesn't matter. Whether it's small or whatever it is. If the womb has not given birth, it cannot. There's no milk in it. Hallelujah. So God is the one who gives birth to us. El Shaddai. Have you heard of El Shaddai? El Shaddai means the multi-wombed and the multi-breasted one. God is multi-wombed and multi-breasted. Meaning that He is the one who gives birth to us spiritually. And He is the one who feeds us. He has a breast to feed us spiritually. Do you see? Huh. And to do that, every church is like a breast from God. Yes, that has milk in it for His children. So God gives you a church. He gives you a family, a church family to be in. Places you in a family to be taken care of, so that you will not be lonely in life. Psalm 68, verse 6, right? 6:8-6. Always remember, it says, God places the lonely in families. Okay? He places the lonely in families. And then He says, He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. So through the family mindset, He sets you free. He delivers you. Okay? Then He says, but He makes the rebellious, those who don't like to be in a family, He says He makes them live in a sun-scorched land, a place where things don't work. You know, there are a lot of people who don't like to be pastored. They're like, why does He want to know about what I'm doing? Why does He want to find out about me? Why are they asking questions? Why do they want to know where I stay? Why do they want to know who I'm dating? Why do they want to know where I work? Why do they want to know who my friends are? Why is He coming to my house? Why? Hey. You are in the Bible. It says, but He makes the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Like, God is making provision for you, and you are saying you don't like it. Is the Lord your shepherd, or He's not your shepherd? If He's your shepherd, His means of making you not want
is to give you a shepherd so that you don't want, so that your life can be put in order. Okay? Those who end up submitting, the last time I spoke to you, I spoke about obeying those who are over you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read Amplified. The Amplified is very direct. Obey your spiritual leaders. So God gives you spiritual leaders. Oh. Just like you have a mother and a father in a family, with uncles and aunties in a family, and brothers and sisters in a family. That's how God does it also in the spirit. He gives you a father, a mother, cousins, aunties, uncles, different people to bring you. So that you are cared for. So that you are cared for. I am cared for. I belong to a certain family. And I am cared for. I receive calls. I'm called. Come over for this meeting. Come over for this. Come over for that. Do you see? Yes. Counseled. And helped. So that I will not want in life. Every child of God should not. No child of God should want. God doesn't want you to want. God doesn't want you to be in lack, in need. And his way of doing so is by giving you a shepherd. Always remember that. Always remember that. Okay?
Yeah.
When you are set a shepherd in your life, blessings start flowing. Look at this. It says that, obey your spiritual leaders and submit to them, continually recognizing their authority over you. So that's the first thing you need to remember, that you need to recognize that this person has been sent from God for me. And this person has been given to me to help me develop, to help me grow. You have to, if you don't recognize it, it becomes a problem. And then he says, obey their words, continually recognize their authority over you. For they are constantly keeping watch over your souls and guarding your spiritual welfare. You may not even know. But they are guarding your spiritual welfare. Hey, life is not simple like that. Though. There are a lot of things happening in the spirit you may not know. If you are not educated, if you are not taught, you will never know. Do you see? Huh? Message version. Okay, let's read message version. Be responsive to your pastoral leaders. So it's very specific. He's telling you, be responsive to your pastoral leaders. Listen to their counsel. You are quarreling with your wife. Your pastor says, stop. You say, I won't stop. Hey. You have become an Indian. Nehi, nehi. They are led to the condition of your lives and work under the strict supervision of God. Because God is actually the shepherd. Jesus didn't call himself a great prophet. He said that, I am the good shepherd. I showed it to you last week. I am the good shepherd. That's what he is. He is a good shepherd. And he's appointed us as deputy shepherds to help your life. Go back to Hebrews. Contribute to the joy of the exist. They are led to your condition of lives and work under the strict supervision of God. Contribute to the joy of their leadership, not to its drudgery. Like, be more responsive. Do you see? Why would you want to make things harder for them? Already things are hard already, and then you are also using your life to make it harder. And we call you, don't pick. And we come to your house, you don't open the door. Oh, as though we are coming to kill you. Or we are coming to smoke weed with you. Like we are spoiling your life. Ask your neighbor, don't be afraid of your neighbor. Why are you not talking to your neighbor? Why are you not talking to your neighbor? Your pastor says talk to your neighbor. You are not talking to your neighbor. What is that? You are not obeying already. You are not being responsive. Turn to your neighbor and ask your neighbor, are we smoking weed in the church? Are we teaching you bad things in the church? Is that what we are teaching you?
No.
I'm not at all. So what is the problem? You should know that clearly a demon is worrying you. Oh yeah. A demon is worrying you. There's a demon sent from hell who is also shepherding your life in another way. Trying to shepherd you into problems, into troubles, into wickedness, into depression, into going down. That's what is happening. Yes. Removing you from the family that God has set you in. Yes. Why wouldn't you want to come to church? Why? What are we doing? I don't understand. Hey.
When you have set a shepherd into your life, things start changing. Let me show you some of the things that happens. Ezekiel chapter 34. We can read from verse 1. It's nice. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? So God is angry with those he has appointed as leaders over his people, because they are not doing what they are supposed to do. He was bashing them into astonishment. He says, You eat the fat and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick. So shepherding brings you out of disease, out of strengthlessness, out of sickness. Can you imagine? Shepherds come into your life to bring you out of what? Disease. To bring you out of strengthlessness, to bring you out of sickness. Do you see? Shepherding brings you out of brokenheartedness. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Shepherding brings you, gathers you into God's things. Neither have you sought that which was lost. So shepherding prevents you from being lost. Yes, you will not be lost spiritually. There are people who get lost spiritually as time goes on. As the years go by, they don't want to be in the house of God anymore. They don't want to do anything concerning the house of God. They don't want to give. This morning I started thinking I was someone who used to be a sheep to me. Do you see? And even became a shepherd. This morning when I woke up, that was the first person, one of the first people I started thinking about. You know, someone was coming to church, and then he heard that the person is, because he's no more in the church. He heard that this person is coming to church, and then he texted him and told him that, hey, do you know the church you are going to? That church, they take offerings, they take tithe, they take first fruits, they take seed sowing, they take this, they take. I said, ah. Are we not a church? Are we not a people? Oh, he just said he's not saying a lot of interest. And I said, oh. You see, because he rejected the shepherding over his life, he's lost. Now he's lost. I mean, he's saying all kinds of things. Yeah. All kinds of things, because he's rejected the shepherds that God, the family that God placed him in, he's rejected it. Yeah. He's lost. Completely. As though the giving that we are doing is to rip you off. You see, the way he's describing it, it's like it's a rip off. We are taking all your money. Hey. Meanwhile, there are people who also want to give all their money for the things of God to be done. Just because of the understanding they have and because of what they have seen and what they have experienced. The Bible said to give. Jesus himself said to give and you shall receive. So giving is a means of prosperity. It's not a means to rip you off. If I want to rip you off, I know what to do. I know what to do. Every time you want to see me, I take 5,000. Do you understand? 5,000 each. We have thousands of people in the church. Yes. And I'll do proper counseling for you. Like everybody, every year, you need to see me at least twice or thrice. I'll preach a certain type of message and you'll be afraid. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you will come to me no matter where you are. Yeah. There are people who are doing that. But we are not doing that. We didn't force you to give the offering. Did we force you to? Did we come to slap you and then put a gun on you? Give. Now. How much are you giving?
10 million.
You better give 10 million or else you are in trouble. We didn't do that. It was out of preaching. You responded to the preaching that came. Nobody forced you. Nobody. So how come now you are saying a lot of things? Someone wrote to his pastor. Because he had left that church and said, he should send him all his offerings back. And all his tithes, he should send it back to him. Hey. Meanwhile, we don't know. The whole year, if you check your whole year giving, it may not be up to 500 cedis. Hallelujah. The person is lost. 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 Without shepherding, and you will not even know what you are doing with yourself. Neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty you have ruled them. Do you see? So shepherding brings the rulership of God into your life, but in a nice, beautiful way. Okay? Go to the next verse. And we're scattered. Next verse. Oh, they became meat to all the beasts of the field. Demons were having a free, without shepherding, demons start having a free will in your life. Free will. They just do whatever they want to do. It's amazing. You will never know what you have lost, what you have until you lose it. Next verse. My sheep wandered. Next verse. I'll explain all these things to you as we go on, okay? Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. God was very angry with them. Then he go down to the place where it says, I will bring my sheep. Go to the next verse. I'll give them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Next verse. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I'm against the shepherds. Next verse. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will burn. Next verse. Yes. God is saying what he's going to do. He says, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Next verse. And I'll bring them out from among the people and gather from them from the countries and bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in the inhabited places of the country. Next verse. I'll feed them in a good pasture. Next verse. I'll feed my flock. I'll cause them to lie down, saith the Lord. Next verse. I'll seek that which was lost. Next verse. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord, behold, I'll judge between cattle and cattle. Next verse. Next verse. Yes. Next verse. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I even I will judge between cattle and cattle. Next verse. Verse 21. Because you have thrust out. Next verse. I'll save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey. I'll judge between cattle and cattle. Next verse. I'll set up one shepherd. So he says, I'll bring a shepherd to them, over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. I'll give them a shepherd. And when I give them the shepherd, look at what will start happening. Next verse. And I, the Lord, will be their God. So the shepherding will allow you to get to know God. When the shepherd comes into your life, he will bring you into the knowledge of God. Or you are not seeing it. And I, the Lord, will be their God. Ah. But he's their God already. No, the shepherd will feed them to know who God is and will help them understand who God is. And my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Verse 25. And I'll make with them a covenant of peace. So, shepherding brings you into the knowledge of the peace, the covenant of peace that God has ratified between man and himself. You need someone to teach you. I mean, you can't just be floating in the system. Basically, that's what he's saying. Do you see? And I'll cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. All the demons will leave your life. Shepherding is God's means of making what he wants done, getting what he wants done physically, practically. Right? It's God's practical means of getting his children to not want. His children to do well. And I'll cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. Like, you will be comfortable. Shepherding is God's means of bringing you into a place of comfort. Can you imagine? Next verse. He says, and I'll make them and the places run about my hill a blessing. Like, blessings will start flowing into their life practically. Amazing. Practically. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, you need a shepherd to help you know. To teach you. Practically. Or else, you will just read it and pass by. But a shepherd will help you know that this is very important. Take advantage of it. Stay on it. You need a shepherd in a cell to show you what eternal life is. Were you blessed by what you were taught during the week? Yes. On eternal life? Yeah. You know, you get to know, like your mind. I don't even know what to say. The blessings become practical. Yeah. Without a shepherd, the blessings will be hanging in the air. Yeah. Yeah. With a shepherd, the blessings become practical. They manifest practically in your life just because you accepted a shepherd into your life. Yeah, someone who will teach you. Have you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 before? No, you have not read it. So let's read it. It says, who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. So God gives you somebody.
If you don't receive that person, you don't believe a lot of things about Jesus Christ. Yeah. The quality of my life has increased drastically over the years just because of the knowledge of God's word that I've received through the shepherds he has given to me. Yeah, that's all. Ministers by whom? Through them, you end up believing. Through listening to the messages they are preaching to you, you end up believing. Because one of the main things a shepherd does for you is to feed you. That's one of the main things. The Ethiopian Eunuch said in Acts chapter 8, verse 29, you know, God directed Philip to go and attach himself to the Ethiopian Eunuch's chariot. Then he asked him, do you understand? He was reading the book of Isaiah. He asked him, do you understand what you are reading? He said, how can I? The Ethiopian Eunuch said, how can I understand? Eh? Do you understand what you are reading? He said, how can I understand? Except some man should guide me. So God gives you a man to guide you. If you don't receive that man, you'll never be guided. If you don't receive that shepherd, you are not guided. Sometimes what I'm even preaching, you don't understand. But a shepherd has been appointed to be with you to break it down. To break it. I remember years ago, Reverend George was preaching in a certain church in Kumase, 2010. And as he was preaching, God spoke to me clearly. That's one of the few times I've heard God very clearly. There's no confusion about very clearly. I heard it in my left ear. Normally I hear it here. It's not that the left ear is a special place. But normally it comes here. Chew for others to chew. Like what this man is preaching, you chew it. And help others to chew what you are chewing. Yeah. Then I realized that, hey, I have a place. I have to be able to chew and understand this man's messages and make it simpler for others to understand. Yeah. So if you've noticed, if you listen to me, you understand what he's saying properly.
Oh yes.
That's how it is.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Because God spoke to me about it. Do you see? There's someone sent by God to chew for you to also chew. You see, lambs cannot chew grass. Lamb. Do you know lamb?
Yes.
Or you don't know lamb? It's not the lampo. I'm not saying lamp. Lamb. Baby sheep. Oh, drink it to a baby sheep, okay? They feed on the breast milk of their mothers. Or, you see, they don't eat the grass. They eat, because their teeth is not developed to eat yet. They start off by taking the breast milk. And the breast milk forms as a result of the sheep eating. When the mother sheep eats the grass, then it processes it into milk. Then the small sheep can come and enjoy the blessing. Sometimes you enter a church, you realize that what the pastor is saying, you can't understand what is going on. Like, you can't eat the grass that is coming. But there's a shepherd that has been sent, who is also a sheep. He's a bigger sheep. He can eat the grass. He will eat the grass and then process it for you and then help you understand what is being. That is what happens in a cell meeting. In a cell meeting, you have processed food being brought to you. So when you say, I'm not attending any cell, what are you doing? You see that you are not understanding what is going on. You are not being fed as you are supposed to. Hallelujah. Do you understand my point? Yes. Blessings start coming practically. Yes. The blessing of peace, the blessing of health, the blessing of wisdom, all those things start coming just because you now have more understanding. Hallelujah. Go back to Ezekiel. He says in verse 34, chapter 34, verse 26, now I'll make them places around, there shall be showers, is this, and I'll make them and the place run about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in the season. There shall be showers of blessing. Have you heard of this? There shall be shower. This is the verse. You didn't know. This is the verse. Yes. Yes. It's because of the presence of a shepherd that the showers of blessing are coming practically on the people. Yeah. You will never understand spiritual things. You need someone to. How many of you? Let me ask you a question.
Ask us.
How did you go to school? Did you go to school by buying a textbook, staying in your room, and reading the textbook because you know how to read and write? All of us know how to read and write, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you couldn't pass your first degree. You couldn't get your BSc horns or BA horns or whatever CRS horns, whatever horns you got. those of you who are still in school, you cannot, how are you going to the school? Are you going to the school by staying in your room and reading textbooks and slides? The slides are there, but you cannot understand. And if you've gone to a proper school, one slide actually is a very big, like, behind the slide is 17 pages. One slide is actually 17 pages put together, and they need to explain it to you, or else you say you have slides. That's it. You are failing, brother. You are failing by the day. You don't do that. Everything we know came through someone teaching us. Everything we know. Everything. How you are dressed now, is it just because of something you saw somewhere? Yes. I'm dressed, I saw it somewhere. That's why I'm dressed like this. Don't say, oh, it is the same for you. Yes. Your name, it was given to you. Someone taught everything we have. Okay, so you cannot be an island. You cannot. You have to be in a family. You have to enjoy the blessings that comes with the family. Yes. Showers of blessings. Showers of blessings are coming just because there's a shepherd has arrived. When a shepherd arrives, all the ones start leaving. Yes. All the ones start leaving. Yes. So point number one. Seven reasons why you need a shepherd. I've said a lot of things already, but let me crystallize it in a different way. Reason number one. Because Jesus said the most important thing you need in your life is a shepherd. Hey. It's a very long point. Let me see if I can say it in another way. Because Jesus said a shepherd is the most important need in a man's life, apart from the Godhead. Because Jesus said a shepherd is the most important need in a man's life, apart from the Godhead. Because Jesus said a shepherd is the most important need in a man's life, apart from the Godhead. Christian development without a shepherd is a mistake. It's a big mistake. Some of us grew up in places where you didn't have any pastor who was taking care of you. So you think that that's how it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be like that. You may have grown up in a church that was not shepherdurally oriented. Church must be shepherdurally oriented or shepherdurally organized. If it's a church, okay, that church must have shepherds pastors who pastor you, who take care of you, because it is the greatest need. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. I know there are Christians who don't take Jesus' word seriously. They don't take Jesus' word seriously because they've not been shepherded. They've not been taught that Jesus' words are very important. When Jesus talks, when you hear, you see something in red, all the word of God is from the Lord. But when God came on earth, he spoke. And those ones are put in red. And when you see it in red, you should know that it's very important. When God came and he was here for 33 years, he said some things. Some were recorded. It was more than that, but some were recorded. The ones are, you should take it very seriously. Okay? Yeah. Hello? Hi. Can we read the Amplified? Yeah. Let's read the Amplified. 1, 2, go. When he saw the throngs, he was moved with pity and sympathy for them, because they were bewildered, harassed, and distressed, and dejected, and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Have you seen it? Now, let's look at the next verse. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest indeed is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will force out. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to force out and thrust laborers into his harvest. Jesus says that the people are bewildered. Nothing is working. And he says the solution is that pray that more shepherds will be released. So after this message, I'm come to preach on seven reasons why you need to become a shepherd. You see, seven reasons why you need to become a shepherd too. Because it's a need. It's a very big need. Yes. Jesus looked at them and says they are bewildered. Can you go back to verse 26? And let's show me dictionary meanings of them. We don't understand the English. It says that when he saw the throngs, the people, he was moved with pity. What moves God's heart is people who don't have shepherds. Like, you are very mobified. How do you say it in English? Miserable. Like, there's a problem. It's pathetic. Go to Zechariah chapter 10, verse 2. Let's read the NLT. Okay, can we read it together? One to go. Household gods give worthless advice. Have you seen your household god? Every household has something there. Is this all your household gods? They give worthless advice. It's a verse. Let's start it again. One to go. Household gods give worthless advice. Fortune tellers predict only lies. And interpreters of dreams pronounce falsehoods that give no comfort. So my people are wandering like sheep, lost sheep. They attack because they have no. They attack because they have no shepherd. Yes, because it's my people attack, and it's a very, like, God is moved when he sees his child who doesn't have any shepherd above him. Someone close to me was called a witch. Yes. By someone who is supposed to have been a shepherd over him. Because the person was not a shepherd. So the person could not understand what that would do to this relative of mine. Yes. Someone very close to me. Yes. The person was called a witch. By someone who was supposed to be a pastor over her. Because of something, some mistake, something that had happened, whatever. She's a witch. What? Hey! When there's no, because the group was not a shepherdura, it was not shepherdurally organized. Hey, the things that can happen, hey, when there's a parachurch group, there are no shepherds, whatever, you'll be shocked. Your heart can be broken into pieces. A lot of wild things can happen. Hey, I've heard too many stories and I've seen too many stories. Yeah, so it can be a group. If there's no shepherding happening there, there will be a problem. The care of God cannot be ministered. He says, God, they attacked. They attacked. What are the attacks? The other verse shows it to us. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, Amplified. Attacks. Attack number one. They were bewildered. What is the meaning of bewildered? It's like you are bewildered. You are wild. Be wild. That's not what he's saying. It's not being wild. Okay? Anybody to help us? Add me. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, what does it mean?
Perplexed and confused. Very
puzzled. It's also a big word. Perplexed. Do you understand perplexed?
Confused.
Confused.
Very puzzled.
Very puzzled. Do you understand what it means to be confused? Or you don't understand what it means to be confused? You understand? All the confusion in your life is because you don't have a shepherd. That is an attack from the devil to put you in a state of confusion where you don't know what to do. You are confused. You are always confused. Two boys are there, three boys are. You don't know which one to choose. You don't know which career path to take. You are confused. You don't know whether you should travel to Canada or you should stay in Ghana. You don't know what to choose. You don't know a lot of things. Is it true? The confusion is as a result of a lack of shepherding. Like, there's no shepherd. That is why the confusion persists. Just because there's no shepherdural counsel. Or there's shepherd, but you are not minding him. You are not recognizing his authority over you, and hence you cannot receive the blessing of clarity. Like, there's no clarity in your life. I'm not confused because I have shepherds over me, and I recognize that Reverend George is a shepherd over me. Bishop Doug is a shepherd over me. The last time I visited Bishop Doug, he told me that he wants to tell me something very important. And what he said to me gave me clarity. He didn't even know what was going on with me, but he just spoke. And listen, sit down and let me tell you something. And I sat down and said, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that. I said, wow, I didn't know. Just change. I know where I'm going. Just because of what he said. Yeah. Where is your shepherd? Why are you not minding that shell shepherd that is with you? Or that shepherd that is coming, keeps coming and going. You are not minding him. It's like, I'm older than him. How can he give me counsel? I'm older than him. I'm older than him. I am older. He's my classmate. He's my classmate. What counsel can he give to me? What wisdom does he have? Haven't you read in the Bible when Josiah was 8 years old when he became king over the whole of Israel? And he was wiser than all the foolish people who had come before him. Yes. 8 years old. He did well because he had shepherds in his life. Even that king had, he had shepherds in his life. That's why he did well. Bewildered. So all your bewilderment, Jesus says that without a shepherd, he says a shepherd is too important in your life. When you remove the Godhead, the next important group in your life are shepherds. Yes. Shepherds. Because all confusion will leave. Do you know one of the secrets to marriage, good marriage? How many of you want to know the secret to good marriage? Oh, some people don't want to know. Hey, you want to hear? The secret to a good marriage is to have a Mordecai. Do you know Mordecai? You don't read your Bible, you see Mordecai. Yes. Esther had an uncle called Mordecai. You need a Mordecai in your life. That's a secret to a marriage working. Yes. A Mordecai who say, hey, you need a referee. Mordecai is a referee. Brrr, red card. My friend, get out of the game. That's what you need. You may not understand what they are saying to you, but just do what they are saying you should do. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need a shepherd who will say, hey, stop the nonsense. Go and cook for your husband. Go and cook for your husband.
Now.
And you go home and go and cook for your husband. Go and lie down. You need someone to go and lie down. Go and what? Go and lie down. Happily. You'll be surprised that your life is very different. Yeah, your life is better. Most marriages don't have Mordecais. They don't have referees. Yes, there's no authority. There's no counsel. Nobody's blowing the whistle. Yeah, nobody's stop work. Cease fire. Offside. The goal was an offside goal. Yes. Someone the two of you can listen to. Yes. And respect and honor. You understand what I'm saying? Confusion will leave. I see confusion leaving your life. Go back to that place in Matthew chapter 9. Attack. Man, attack, number one is what? Bewildered. Confusion. Confusion is an attack, or you don't know. Yeah. The devil is attacking, you may not know. Yeah. Then the next one is harassed. What does it mean to be harassed?
Feeling or looking strained through having too many demands made on one.
Feeling or what?
Looking strained.
Looking strange. Strained. Strained.
Yeah.
Do you understand strained? Watch whom?
Too much.
Like you are stressed. Looking what?
Feeling or looking strained.
Feeling or looking strained.
Through having too many demands made on one.
Through having too many demands.
Made on one.
Made on you.
Stressed.
AKA stressed. Yeah. So stress is an attack. Oh, stress. Stress is the root for all sicknesses, diseases, and all of that. Stress. It's an attack from the devil. He says, a shepherd can remove the stress. I mean, you have come to church. I'm preaching to you and you're laughing. Your stress is leaving you even. Every time your face is looking like Jackie Chan's fists. All the time. So many demands. So church is a place to relax. A place to enjoy the liberty of the spirit. Do you see? A place to receive the joy of the Lord. Count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. Those things are said to you in the house of God. You will know it when you are in the house of God. You will know it when you have a shepherd. Do you see? Yes. Then he says, distressed. What is the meaning of distressed? Is it different from stress?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. It's not the same as stress. What does it mean?
Suffering from anxiety, sorrow.
Suffering
or pain.
From anxiety.
Sorrow or pain.
Sorrow or pain. Anxiety. Do you understand anxiety?
Anguish. Danger.
Anguish, danger, problems, issues. The boy is leaving you. You are anxious. This one is happening. No job. Anxiety. No whatever. No money. Anxiety. No beloved. So no sleep. No. Hey! The life is what? It is life. It is really beating you. Exam is coming. You are afraid. You are going for a job interview. You are afraid. You are going for a visa interview. You don't know what to do with yourself. Hey! You are going for a presentation. You don't know what to do with yourself. A lot of issues. A lot of expectations that, like, you want to propose. You don't know what to say. You want to buy a house. You want to buy a car. A lot of stress, distress, whatever. You are distressed. A lot of anxiety. He says, shepherds can remove the anxiety. Hey! Clap for shepherds. I think shepherds are very powerful. The next one is dejected. What does it mean to be dejected? These are all attacks that sheep suffer. Bewilderment, harassed, dejected. Dejected means feeling sad, disappointed, or hopeless. Like all the hopelessness and all the disappointments you are facing in life can be solved by a shepherd in your life. Hey!
Hey!
Clap for shepherds again. Are you seeing how important a shepherd is in your life? Huh? Because these are things that are all over in the world. Everywhere, disappointments. Feelings of sadness, hopelessness. You are wondering if your things are going to... Are things going to work? You need words from a shepherd. You need care from a shepherd. God is the one who brings that. God wants to solve all the disappointments in your life. Oh, and his means is through a shepherd. Okay? Next point. Next one is what? Helpless. No help. Helpless means being unable to fix anything or protect yourself. Even your own self, you can't protect yourself. Huh? Unable to fix something. Like, you feel helpless. And you can't do anything. Shepherds can help you. Wow.
Wow.
Now, that's point number one. Okay? But point number two is that you need a shepherd in your life because you need to be fed spiritually as a sheep. You need to be fed spiritually as a sheep. You need to be fed spiritually. How do shepherds fix all the problems of harassment, all the problems of dejection, all the problems of helplessness, all the problems of hopelessness, all the problems of bewilderment, all the problems of sadness, all the things we just spoke about? How do shepherds, what is the means by which shepherds help God's people or help them come out? Or what is God's means of helping his people? It's called the word of God. Hello? The word of God is God's means of changing your situation of hopelessness. You need a word from God. And a shepherd is anointed by God to feed you with God's word. Okay?
Yes.
Through the feeding, all the bewilderment will leave. In Psalm 23, it says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then it says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Have you seen it? Psalm 23 verse 5. So the way it says, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The way, what to do in the presence of enemies is to feed, is to eat. Eating is a means of overcoming all enemies. So the enemies I mentioned, bewilderment, stress, disappointment, all those things, sadness, helplessness. The key to defeating all those things is through being fed or through eating. Eating what? Eating the word of God. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies is being fed the word of God to give you victory. The word of God brings you victory over all the things that you can think about. It's like you are not so impressed. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. When enemies come, the key to overcoming all enemies is to feed. And God gives us shepherds. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 15. Your cup will start running over. Goodness and mercy will start following you. All the things will start working just because you've been fed. Okay? I'll give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. The shepherd is anointed by God to feed you with something called knowledge and feed you with something called understanding. They will feed you with knowledge and they will feed you with understanding. All the problems you are facing is there because you don't know something. Or you don't understand something. Your mental state needs to be worked on. Yes. How you are thinking needs to be worked on. Disappointment. I mean, what you think is a disappointment is actually a blessing. But if you don't know it's a blessing, you will cry till your eyes come out. A shepherd is anointed by God to bring you God's word, to feed you with God's word. That's the main thing. All the things, all the shepherding techniques that are employed by shepherds is for one thing, one purpose, to feed you. When you are fed, you will grow. And when you grow, you'll be hardened against those things that are chasing your life. So the key, that's it. God does, listen, we are born of God's word. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We are born again by the word of God. And we need the word of God to survive. All the problems of sickness, all types of problems. What problem is it? The problem will be solved through the word of God. And you need a shepherd to help you understand. You don't understand something. There's something you don't understand. That's why the Ethiopian eunuch said to Philip, that how can I understand? Except some man should guide me. I don't understand a thing. If I understand, I'll get results. And Philip explained the word of God from the same verse he was reading. The verse he was reading could bring him salvation, but he didn't know. What he needed was salvation. He had no idea he needed salvation. As a shepherd showed up in his life, and he allowed the shepherd to sit with him. You must allow a shepherd to sit with you. Acts chapter 8, verse 31. He said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. You need to learn to desire a shepherd to sit with you. If there's no desire for a shepherd to sit with you, you will be surprised. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip. You must desire a shepherd to sit with you. Yes. When the shepherd is knocking on your door and rejecting him, you are saying that he should go away with his understanding and hence go away with the blessings that he's coming with. Go away with the solutions to the problems that are in your life. He's going away with all the good things that could have come into your life by that your rejection. Hey! Learn to humble yourself and receive the gifts of God that he's given to you. Yes. These are gifts. God's gift comes in packages that you may not like. But that is it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Next verse. Look at the next verse. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. Next verse, please. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Next verse. And the eunuch asked Philip, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Is the prophet talking about himself or is talking about someone else? You can read the Bible and you wonder, who are they talking about? Because it's not everything in the scripture that is concerning you. It's not everything in the Bible that is concerning you or that concerns you. Some are to inspire you. Some are to show you how to live. Do you see? And there are some that are directed to you. You need a shepherd to tell you, this one is not for you. Take your eyes off. This one is for you. You can have this. You need a shepherd to help you. To help you understand. And then, you know, I pray thee of whom? Next verse, verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. The scripture he didn't understand. It was actually concerning Jesus Christ. He preached unto him Jesus. Next verse. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? What, can I be baptized? Next verse. And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. His salvation was hidden in the scripture he was reading. He needed salvation. He didn't even know. A shepherd came. He asked the shepherd to come into his life. Everything changed. And he got baptized. Look at the next verse. And he commanded the child to stand still. And they went down both into the water, and both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. He received salvation. He received baptism. By allowing a shepherd to come into his life. That's what happens. And the biggest blessing anybody can get is the blessing of salvation. That's the biggest blessing anybody can get. Because all the blessings are in salvation. Soteria or sozo is God's means. Sozo, soteria means salvation. The same as that's what it means in English. Salvation. It means deliverance from all your problems. Yes, into God's inheritance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you in the church?
Yes.
So understanding, feeding is God's means of taking you away from sadness, away from disappointment. You see, disappointment is what you were hoping for doesn't come. Doesn't come. It's what? It's crushed. It didn't flash. What you ordered versus what you got. Let me show you a verse. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Let's read it in the NLT. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. He says, there's a key that helps all hopes to come to pass. All things, hopes are things you are imagining to happen. Dreams you have. Things you want to happen. Are there dreams and visions you have? Things you want to happen. Things you want to see in your life. You want some things. You want to marry. You want to have children. You want to have this. You want to have that. You want to have a car. You want to have a house. You want to. He says that there's a key. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us. Because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. He says that understanding the love of God is what gives you the opportunity to have your hopes come to pass. Or to have your dreams come to pass. To have your imaginations come to pass. The key to having your imaginations come to pass is by knowing so strongly how loved you are. How much God loves me too much for this thing to not come to pass. Or you are not seeing it. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For means because. Like it's put full stop there. It's not supposed to be a full stop. It's supposed to be a comma. And this hope will not lead to disappointment because we know how dearly God loves us. So knowing how dearly God loves you will deliver you from disappointment. You see, I've said it. You don't understand. You need a shepherd to explain it further. Yes, for your situation, for your specific situation. Yes. Shepherding is God's means. All the problems is actually a lack of the knowledge of God's word. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 13. Look at Isaiah 5 verse 13. All the problems that human beings have is because we don't know something. Or we know it, we've not accepted it. It's not gone into our hearts. All the problems, take it from me, all the problems because we don't know something. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity. My people, God's people say, it says my people. God says my people go into captivity. Do you understand captivity? Prison. Prison of disappointment. Prison of depression. Prison of sickness. Prison of poverty. Prison of failure. Prison of bondage. Prison of what?
Sadness.
Prison of lack. Issues. Problems. All says my people are gone into captivity. Why? Because they have no knowledge. You don't know something. That knowledge has not seeped into your heart yet. That is why it may not be working. You've not meditated on something yet. Yes, it has not gone deep down into your heart. Here comes a shepherd, a pastor from God. He says, he shall feed you with knowledge. And he shall feed you with understanding. He shall feed you with knowledge. You see, the Ethiopian eunuch was fed with knowledge and understanding. He understood. So he says, what stops me from being baptized? What stops me? Why do God's people perish? Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Can we read it together? One to go. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that thou shalt be no more priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Can you imagine? It says, you've forgotten my words, I'll also forget your children. In the New Testament, it's a bit different. But look at this. It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of. You don't know something. You don't know something. You are fasting. It's not working because you don't know something. But you are fasting, but you don't know something. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. So there's something you don't know. And God sends shepherds to bring you knowledge. Let me show you five things that happens when you are fed with the knowledge of God's word. Number one, grace. Grace is multiplied unto you. As you allow yourself to be fed, grace is multiplied unto you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. How does grace? Grace is help. You know, helplessness is cured by grace. Hezekiah was mightily helped by God. The grace of God is God's help. Do you see? The grace of God is what? God's help. It's God at work and man at rest. That's the grace of God. When the grace of God is working in your life, God is function. It's like God is helping you. You are helped. You are going for the job interview. You just say hello. They ask you one or two questions and that's it. They ask you to dance. Something. Like you are helped. Everybody's complaining. It's like they have hard questions, but you don't get that. I was going for an interview somewhere for a visa. And the one before me, the way they drew the person, it was not. And you can hear it as you are sitting behind. Like you can hear. I'm like, hey. What is this? They were drilling the person. Are you sure you come back? I don't think you come back. I said, hey. One small country want to go. Look at the way they are. Like the guy was drilling the lady. It was a young lady. He was drilling the lady. Oh, Charlie. When the girl got out, she was sad. And I prayed for her. I said, Lord. She was bewildered. No, I was not praying for myself. I mean, I know I'm carrying grace, so it's not a problem. Oh, I thought. When I got there, he just said, oh, how are you? I said, I'm fine. When are you coming back? I said, oh, I'm going from here to here. Okay, so what does the person do? I mentioned, he said, okay. Ah, so you've never been to this country. You've gone to every other country. You've not gone. I said, I've not gone. I'm now going. He said, okay, we'll talk. How much? Come next week for your visa. Yeah. The same person was drilling somebody before. But when he saw my face, everything became calm. Yeah. Grace. Helped of God. When you touch one thing, it is multiplied. Like your business, people keep coming to your business to buy whatever it is you are selling. It's the grace of God. Your tomatoes look different. Everything you are selling is different. Your customer service is different. Yes. Even your smell makes a difference. Yes. It's the grace of God. How does more grace come? He's showing you. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. How? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So the more you receive the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the more you allow yourself to be fed with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, like we are preaching to you about eternal life, about the Holy Spirit, and you are giving it attention. Eh? It's like it's nothing. You know, we are not showing you five steps to become a millionaire. So it's like you are not impressed. I need five steps to become a millionaire. This pastor is not showing me five steps to become a millionaire. So I'm off. No. What you need is knowledge concerning Jesus Christ. And the more you receive knowledge concerning Jesus Christ, who Jesus is, what he has accomplished for you, the more grace you enjoy. The more God helps you. Yeah. The more God helps, the more contracts just open for you. You are busy yourself with Jesus. You are busy yourself with the one who works miracles. Why won't miracles just... Don't be looking for miracles. Go for the one who does the miracles. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. How many of you go for the egg instead of the chicken? Who produces what? Hello? How did the first egg come into existence? Through a chicken. So if I put a chicken and I put an egg here, which one will you go for?
Chicken.
Some people will go for the egg. They'll go for the egg. For Nkosiane Moko. Egg and pepper. No, why would you go for the egg? You can't even brood over the egg. It's not easy for you to brood over egg as a human. Where will you put it? In your armpit or where? I mean, the chicken is the one to make the egg become something. So you need to go for the chicken. When I see Christians who are looking for miracles, it's like you are making a very big mistake. You are making a very big mistake. Why are you looking for breakthrough? When the breakthrough is there, the one who opens the door. Jesus said, I have the key of hell and Hades. He says, I have the keys of David. I open and no man shuts. There's no door that will be locked up to you just because you allowed yourself to receive the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. He says, and the angel of the church in Philadelphia writes, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Jesus is the one talking. Next verse. He says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door and no man can shut it. I have set before you an open door. When Jesus opens it, you'll be surprised. One of our ladies sent me a testimony. Maybe I should read it to you. You know, beginning of the year, I was talking about us doing big things. So she said she just believed it. Then she decided she saw an opportunity to do some work abroad. And then she just applied for it. Then they replied. They said, we want you to come and work for us. Yeah, somewhere in Germany, Dresden. Then they processed every document for her. And she just went for her visa. And she's going to Germany next week. Wow. Just like that. Wow. You may be struggling. You want to travel. You want to see plane, like sit in the plane. It's like it's not... The key to sitting in a plane is not going through a certain big man somewhere or doing some connection and whatever. That's not the key. The key is Bible. You see, you are not impressed. Bible, no, that's the key. It's like it doesn't correlate. It's like asking me... Listen, when you ask me, how does... Excuse me to say, okay, Michael, is it okay if I say this? How does your poo-poo correlate with the rice you ate? The rice you ate and the poo-poo that came out, how does it, like, is it the same color? The rice you ate, was it the same color as what came out? It's not the same color. It's not the same color. It's not the same smell. Hey! I'm sorry. That's why I said, excuse me to say. We don't know how the thing works. We don't know. But all we know is that when you eat, something else, like how does Bible reading correlate with visa acquisition? How does Bible reading correlate with marriage, the word of God? How does it correlate with contracts, with your prosperity, with your health? How does it, like, health is, when you're taking medicine, it's wise. It's like you're being wise. How does communion relate to your health? It doesn't make sense. Because it is just like eating rice and having that other thing come out. It's the same. As you are sitting here, you are as a result of the rice, the cake, the jollof, the wache, the teaset you have been eating. Do you look like kenke and fish? Ask your neighbor, do you look like kenke and fish? You don't look like kenke and fish. Even though you have been eating kenke and fish all these years. And rice and gobe and all these years. Kivo gari and all those things. Someone said, Kivo is my life. Hey! It has come to help the brethren. Hallelujah. It doesn't correlate. So you may ask a lot of questions, but the word of God, it just brings grace. It makes you like you are liked. Yeah, grace means to be given preferential treatment. You go somewhere, they give you preferential treatment. Yeah, they talk to you nicely. Yeah, you are favored. Whilst others are being faced, they are facing them. Well, the receptionist is fighting with them, but when you come, oh, sir, please, how can I help you? sir, don't worry about him, please. Sir. It's favor. The difference is the favor of God. And it comes through the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's how it comes. It's not sold in any supermarket. It's not in Melcom. It's not in ShopRite. It's not in China Mall. It's not in any of those places. It's in the Bible. As you read, as you study, as you allow yourself to be fed, understanding and knowledge, grace starts coming. Then peace. The next one is peace. I'm showing you five or six things that comes as you read. See the shepherd feeding you. Peace. Peace. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Grace and peace. Peace is multiplied. Peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of pocket, peace of body, peace of all kinds is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God that you are able to receive. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. That peace comes as you hear, as you allow yourself to be fed. Honestly, when I wake up in the morning and I put my whatever, my tablet or phone or whatever on. I go to YouTube and I go and watch a message by Bishop Dag or Andrew Womack or Reverend George or any of these people whom God has given to me. As I'm listening, all the problems, you see, I'm a pastor of a very big church by the grace of God. I became a mega church pastor many years ago. Our church crossed 1,000 many years ago. And you can imagine the number of problems that comes with 1,000 people. Can you imagine the number of problems that comes with 1,000? The needs, the issues. Hey, plenty. If I follow you people, I will never sleep. So I don't follow. I follow the Lord. I need peace in my heart and peace in my mind. This person is ill, almost dying. This person needs this. This is happening here. And I get calls from everywhere in the world. Yeah, we have people even in Israel. There are Israelites watching us as I'm preaching now. We have church members who are Israelis. We have church members who are from Estonia. They are Estonianese. I don't know how this Estonian. Yes. How do I get calls from everywhere? This one, that one, this one. Hey! How do I get peace? By receiving the knowledge of God. By allowing myself to be fed. As I'm being fed, all the pressure starts going down. All the problems start removing themselves. You see, because as Jesus was preaching, the Bible says, as Jesus was preaching, demons shouted and left. Demons leave when you allow the word of God to come to you. Yeah. Demons are driven out. Demons of oppression. Demons. Anxiety is demonical. When you have anxiety, you are like, you don't know. It's restless. It's not correct. It's not from God. It's demonic. And the word of God drives it out. Mark chapter 1, yes. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out. Next verse. Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? That thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee whom thou art, the Holy One of God. Next verse. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Now, as Jesus was, if you go up, you see that Jesus was preaching. As he was preaching, demons were leaving. Demons were leaving. So as you allow his word to come to you, God's word is in the mouth of his shepherds to you. I need peace in my life. Oh, I need peace. Yes, peace. Peace of heart. Peace of mind. Peace of body. Like there should be peace in your body. Pain is painful. Is pain painful? Yeah. Pain is very painful. What drives out pain in your body is the word of God. Yes. You need to remember that by his stripes you are healed. Fear is driven out as you hear God's word. Fear is driven out. Confusion is driven out. All the things, bewilderment is driven out as you hear. Yes. How many of you want peace? Subscribe to the word. I want peace. Always. I don't want problems. It comes through God's word. Third one. I wish I could say more about it. But third one. Governance of the spirit. Governance of the spirit. Governance of the spirit. Like the Holy Spirit gets the opportunity to rule over your life more and more as you receive the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 3. Let's read the Amplified. Amplified Classic. He says, you show and make obvious that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tables of stone, but on tables of human hearts. Next verse. Such is the reliance and confidence we have through Christ toward and with reference to God. Not that we are fit, qualified, and sufficient in ability of ourselves to form personal judgments or to claim or count anything as coming from us, but our power and ability and sufficiency are from God. Paul is saying that you are a letter that has been documented, not with ink, but with the Spirit. The Spirit of God has been used to write on your heart. Do you see? Go to verse 3 once again. You show and make obvious that you are a letter from Christ delivered by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. So it's like the Holy Ghost has been used as an ink to write on your heart as a letter. And he says that we are the ones who did it through our preaching. And it wasn't because we are sufficient of us, like we have some wild ability. But that ability to do that, to write on your heart, is from the Lord. Do you understand it? Okay, now go to verse 6. It is God who has qualified us, making us to be fit and worthy and sufficient as ministers and dispensers of a new covenant of salvation through Christ. Not ministers of the letter, of legally written code, but of the Spirit. We minister the Spirit, not the letter. So ministering has to do with serving. We serve out the Spirit. As we preach to you, we are serving the Spirit to you. Okay? For the code of the law kills, but the Holy Spirit makes alive. So as we are preaching, the Holy Spirit is actually being given to you. The Holy Spirit is falling on you in ways and means you didn't think possible. The Holy Spirit is making inscriptions in your heart. And it says that that ability to have that happen. Like you can't tell how you changed. You can't tell when you changed. When did I change? When did all these foolish things leave my life? When did I become committed to the Lord? It was through the preaching, accepting the preaching. It just changes your life. Next verse. It's an ability of the Spirit. Then it says, now, if the dispensation of death engraved in letters on stone, the administration of the law was inaugurated with such glory and splendor that the Israelites were not able to look steadily at the face of Moses because of his brilliance, a glory that was to fade and pass away. He's talking about the old covenant. Then he says, how? Why should not the dispensation of the Spirit, or the time of the Spirit, or the ministration of the Spirit, this special ministry whose task it is to cause men to obtain and be governed by the Holy Spirit, be attended with much greater and more splendid glory? We have a ministry of bringing the governance of the Spirit into your life through preaching. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, the more you expose yourself to preaching, the more you expose yourself to the Word of God. Look, we have a YouTube page. Do you know we have a YouTube page? That YouTube page was not created for foreigners. It was created for church members to watch, to listen, to be blessed, so that as you are receiving the Word of God, you'll be governed by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit can have more influence over you. The reels that you are watching women shaking their buttons, and you're wondering why there's so much lust in your life. Why are you wondering? That's, you've been watching buttons throughout the week, and then you come, we preach to you for 1.5 hours. That's it. 1.5 hours of the influence of the Spirit, many hours, thousands of hours of influence of bottoms, or influence of other things, cooking, whatever. It depends, or Korean series. It depends on what you want, what you like. Someone said she likes romantic movies, only romantic movies. Hey, or horror movies. I mean, how do you expect the Spirit to govern you? How do you expect the Spirit to govern you? Go on there and start, put it on, start listening. Go to the podcast, start listening. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, the Spirit will be, you allow the Spirit to govern you. Yeah, you're a handsome man over there. It's not because of my handsomeness. I know you're more handsome than me, but it's fine. Go up, go to Establishing Righteousness 2 weeks ago. Understanding the power of thanksgiving, relationship, sex and marriage, and the love, the grace, the fellowship, Synergy Ministers Conference, worship, music videos, how to prevent Satan from robbing you, leadership and guidance, all these videos, whatever. Some have been posted one day ago, 81 views. Are there not more than 81 people here? It's like you are not concerned. You don't want to go and watch anything. We have thousands of people in the church. It's like you are not interested. And you wonder why things are slowing down in your life. You are not accepting the shepherd that God has brought to you. Because you don't watch, you don't listen. Why are you not watching? Lift your hand like this. And slap yourself. And ask, why are you not watching? Why?
Why?
Are you not interested? The Spirit, the Holy Spirit will be able to govern. That's a special ministry God has given to us. We are not ministers. We don't preach the law. Do you see? The more you hear about the law, the more sin governs your life. The more you hear about the grace of God, the more the Holy Spirit governs your life. And the more your life becomes better. Yes. The Bible says that while Peter was preaching, you see, amazingly,
amazingly, Cornelius, very wonderful man, okay, believed in God, loved God, everything, but he was not saved. And God sent him an angel. He was praying. God sent him an angel and told him to go and look for Peter. Why couldn't the angel preach to Cornelius? Because it is not given to angels to preach to God's children. The blessing of shepherding is not given to angels. Angels are not the ones to do that. Human beings are the ones to do that. And God sends people to do that. So God told him, go and look for Peter. And when Peter comes, Peter will tell you words by which you shall be saved. You receive words from him. All you need from Peter are words. When you get those, when you allow yourself to receive those words, your life will change forever.
Yes.
So they traveled to pick Peter and brought him. Now you don't have to travel. It's on your phone. You don't have to travel to receive God's word. It is on your phone. The distraction in your life will leave just by hearing. Hey, I've been a Christian for some time, and I can tell you that the days when I'm most miserable are the days when I've not heard anything. Yes, even after reading my Bible, like if I've not heard from some of these people, it's like I'm not the same. Yeah, I've learned to drive with a message playing from my pastor playing in my car. I'm your pastor. My message should play in your car. You have a car, you know, and there's nothing playing in your car. Your car is dead silent. You have a phone, you have earpiece, and it's only nonsense you are listening to. You will be spiritually educated as you expose yourself to some of these things. Honestly, your life will change forever. It will change your life forever. You become more confident because the word of God brings you boldness. Yes. The word brings you courage. You see, the spirit, the infinite of the spirit brings you courage. And the more you hear the word, the more you feel the spirit. So when Peter went there, as he was preaching to them, okay, in verse 44, it says, while Peter spake these words, Acts 10:44. As Peter was preaching, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. So the Spirit was ministered to them. The Holy Ghost embraced them as they were hearing. So as you hear, the Spirit enters you. The Spirit embraces you. Yes. And the Spirit embracing you means that confidence is coming to you. When you are filled with the Spirit, confidence comes to you. The things you were afraid of, you are not afraid of anymore. What you are afraid of, it leaves you. In Acts chapter 4, they threatened Peter and John and sent them out. They went to their own company. They prayed. When they prayed, the whole place was shaking. And they were all full of the Spirit. And they were filled with boldness. They preached the word of God with boldness. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Okay. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Boldness came to preach the word. I mean, you will not even be conscious of preaching the word without the Spirit, without the influence of the Spirit. And messages helps you to be filled with the Spirit, amazingly, because you are hearing the word of God. As you are hearing, Spirit is entering. Spirit is entering. And the Spirit entering means boldness is coming to you. Yes. And that boldness will spread to every aspect of your life. The proposal you wanted to go and do that you were not confident about. Correct proposal. Not small boy proposal. You are 19. You are going to propose to who? My friend, let us be serious. Let's be serious. And you want to marry at 42. You are 19. You are proposing to somebody. What are you talking about? I nearly said slap your neighbor. So. Confidence comes. Faith comes to you. Because faith is a spirit. Faith is managed by the Holy Spirit. Do you see? He says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, or hearing by the word of Christ. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's actually by the word of Christ. You see, so it's not just everything. It's things concerning Jesus, who he is and what he has done. It's ministering. Jesus is the grace of God. Remember, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus is the grace of God. So other versions will tell you the word of Christ. Okay? Even in the interlinear, he says the word of Christos,
Amplified, NLT is saying it. So faith comes by hearing, that is hearing the good news about Christ. Have you seen it? It's specific, the good news about Christ. So as you hear, faith comes to you. You see that you have faith to do a lot of things. Faith is confidence to take a move because God said so. You are struggling to start a business because there's no faith to start the business. Because you've not heard the word of God. The word of God has not come to you. So there's no faith to start that business that you know you're supposed to start. There's no faith to start that ministry you know you're supposed to start. There's no faith to do the shepherding you know you're supposed to do. There's no faith to do that building that you know you're supposed to build. We don't build with money. We build with wisdom and faith. What God has said, God says build. We are going to build. This building, the foundation, we used 20,000 to do the foundation. That was all we had. 20,000 Ghana cedis. Yes. We bought a land worth $150,000. The first payment was 3,000 Ghana cedis. That's all we had. Faith. We are just moving. With this short time, we are done paying it. We are just moving. We are moving by faith. Why? Because we've exposed ourselves to the word of God. The more you expose yourself to the word of God, the more faith comes to you. And the more you are able to do things. Your faith is shaking because there's nothing playing around you. And something can be playing, but your mind is not there. Your mind is not there. So it's not changing you. It's not changing you. Hey, actually, I'm called Apostle Soakings. I'm soaking the thing. I'm taking a shower, but I'm soaking. Why? I need faith. I need the government of the Spirit in my life. I need the Holy Ghost to take over. Look at Ezekiel 2:2. How do I remember scriptures? Because I've exposed myself to the word of God. Don't be jealous of me if you see me prospering. Because I know how to prosper. You see, it's through the word. Through the word. Yes. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, and I heard him that speak unto me. The Spirit enters to you into you as you hear God speak. Hallelujah. You have the Holy Spirit is inside already. The Holy Spirit is in you. Okay. 1 John 3:24. Look at 1 John 3:24. NLT. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with him, and he with them. And we know he lives in us. How do we know he lives in us? Because the Spirit he gave us lives in us. So there's no question as to whether the Holy Spirit is in you or not. The Holy Spirit is in you. But there are characteristics, there are things that I used to describe the Spirit. One of the things is water. Do you see? Do you drink water once in your life? You don't drink water once in your life. You drink water. I'm sure you've drank a lot of water today already. And you'll be drinking more. So the Spirit is like water that you need to take in more. And exposing yourself to the word of God allows the Spirit to come in. Listening to the messages is like drinking water. Drinking more of the Spirit. We are made of 75% water. As you are saying, 75% of you. It's not muscles, nerves, or skeleton, but it is water. All the other things form 25%. So you shouldn't need water. 75% of you is water. Or those who do science, our students are worried. But you still need water anyways. So even though the Spirit is inside, you need the Spirit to enter you through the word so that the Spirit can govern you. He can govern you. Do you understand government? Remember politics, government, they govern you. The economy is changing your life. You don't even know. Yeah, dollar is 17 and dollar is 12 or 10. There's a very big difference. Yeah. I'm just using that to explain. I'm not trying to talk about government politics. No, I'm not a politician. I'm a swinging voter. Here or here. I mean, if you are doing well, fine. If you are not doing well, fine. Whatever it is, we are flowing. Hallelujah. Yes. And I suggest you are the same. Unless you want to be in one party and become something in the party, I'll encourage you, go into one of these parties and become something. I'll be happy if you are the president. Okay, I'll be very happy. But anyway, we are preaching the word. The Holy Spirit is governing your life. Allowing him to govern your life will soften, it will change the thing from 900,000 to 500,000. Yes. The Holy Spirit can change a lot of things, but he can't do it when the influence in your life It's always social media. Oh, Charlie, we have a big problem in our time, and it's social media. We wake up with it, we go to bed with it. All the time, our minds are clouded. So we can't have much happening. We can't focus. The miracles can't happen as it's supposed, because there's no influence, there's not much faith. All you get is what you get here. That's it. And this is not enough. I have to stop preaching. But because it has been recorded, you can play it in your house. Many, many meetings, you can play and play and play and play. Every day, something is happening. You see that your faith is increasing. Your love for the Lord is changing. Your effectiveness is changing. Your peace of mind is increasing. You are not bothered. The things that used to bother you will not bother you anymore. Because you will know how much you are loved by God. Just by listening. And the Holy Ghost can have more control over your life. And he can do the miracles, the signs and the wonders he has been wanting to do in your life all these years. Yes. God's word is his means. If you believe that everything in creation, everything that has been created came from the word of God, then you should expose yourself more to the word. And God gives you shepherds to help you, to bring knowledge to you and to bring understanding to you so that you can do well. Hallelujah. If I were you, I'll subscribe. And I'll listen. It will make you happy. You have more joy coming into your life. Yes. You will have more joy coming into your life. All the things that bother you, they will all leave. Yes. Feeding is God's means of changing the lot of his children. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of my... You see enemies, you need a table. You need to start eating. Enemies are coming. What you need is not prayer. What you need is the word. Prayer will just affirm the word for you. Yes. But you need more word. More word needs to come in. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we are grateful. We are thankful. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for what you've shared with us. Thank you for the influence of your spirit. Thank you that... Your grace is coming to us more and more. And all depression, bewilderment, sadness, sorrow, everything, every attack of the devil has left our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, thank you for deliverance. Deliverances, many deliverances. You said in your word that through knowledge shall the righteous ones be delivered. Be delivered from all their troubles. Thank you that as we are receiving your word, the knowledge of your word, we are delivered from depression, delivered from wickedness, delivered from demonic influences, delivered from sicknesses and diseases. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive grace to flow with your shepherds, flow with the people, your gifts of shepherds to us. Thank you that showers of blessings are resting in our lives, falling on us constantly. And we enjoy your blessings practically to your glory, even in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Can you give Jesus a big shout? Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening. We pray that the word of God will be rooted and grounded in your heart as you give attention to the word. Kindly follow Pastor T and Love Economy Church on all social networks for more of God's Word. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pastor T podcast. Simply search for Pastor T on any podcast app, plug in, and enjoy God's Word. Visit our website at loveeconomychurch.org for more information. God bless.